the age in which you're trapped. It's the age of chaos, often called the age of Kali. The wondrous earth stands assaulted in this age of Kali, the helpmate of evil. Evil has major, major clues, and always the major tool is confusion. Confusion and chaos. Forsaken are the virtues, for there is no truthfulness, self-discipline, purity of body and mind, and compassion. Nor is there even liberality. The people are wretched and engaged only in filling their bellies, which are swollen and distorted in the hands of the famines. I say hands rather than lands, because it is controlled. But those in the lands are plenty, are engaged only in puny, greedy gluttony and indulgence of self. For you've been trained into those directions. It is grand and wondrous to use and hold and share the abundance of the creation creator, but it is sad to see the intent of greed and self-orientation. Those who pose as saints are constantly engaged in preaching false doctrines. Those who have apparently renounced the world are rich in worldly possessions and have become united in families and procreate for the pleasure of the act and not for the new life form created. There are few remaining true bonds between husband and wife, and one sheds himself of the other at a moment's whim, leaving those little children who are the product to grow among the weeds of wreckage. All spiritual discipline stands consumed by the wildfire. The teachers sell their knowledge of the sacred truth, and men and women turn unto prostitution of selves to hold their unholy treasures. The path of righteous discipline and union with God have all but vanished from the face of your earth in the wash of chaos. In this age, the righteous men remain dejected, and the unrighteous feel overjoyed indeed. The learned spiritual leaders bless and indulge in sexual commerce with their wives and partners like buffaloes who know not other. They become expert in all manner of methods of procreating and not at all clever in achieving freedom, liberation, fulfillment, or self-discipline. The substance of life has disappeared everywhere. Day following day, righteousness, veracity, purity, forgiveness, compassion, limbs of life, bodily strength, and keenness of memory will spiral into decline. The four virtues will be all but forgotten, except for the few. Wealth alone will represent the measuring scale and will be the criterion of pedigree, morality, and merit. What is chosen by those of wealth shall be voted into acceptance by the whole. It's already happened. Brute force and power will be the only factor determining righteousness and fairness. Trickery alone will be the motive force in business dealings. Capability of affording sexual delight will be the only criterion of masculine or feminine excellence. Both will torment and destroy their very vehicles or body to achieve that false security of physical beauty, for sexuality to draw the helpless moth to the destructive flame of destruction. Justice will have every chance of being debased in moral basis because of one's inability to gratify those administering it. Want of riches will be the sole test of impiety, and hypocrisy will be the only touchstone of goodness. Digression from accepted traditions of moral ethics shall be the accepted sign of outward beauty. Skill will consist in supporting one's family and self for self-gratification and facade. Virtuous deeds will be performed only with the object of gaining fame and ego satisfaction. And when in this way, the terrestrial globe will be overrun by wicked and evil people. The person who would prove to be the most powerful amongst all will become the ruler thereof. Robbed of their wealth, for it is already happening, and their women by greedy and merciless politicians and soldiers behaving like robbers, people will resort to mountains and forests and subsist on leaves, roots, meat, honey, fruits, flowers, and seeds. Already oppressed by famine and heavy taxation, people will perish through drought, excessive cold, storms, scorching sunshine, heavy rain, snowfall, and mutual conflict. In this age of Kali, men will be tormented by hunger and thirst, plagues, ailments, and mental worry without bounds. When through the evil effects of this chaos the bodies of mankind get reduced in size and emaciated, the righteous course chalked out by the true scriptures as brought in spiritual guidance gets lost. When religion is replaced by heresy to a large extent and rulers mostly turn out to be thieves. When men take to various pursuits like theft, dishonesty, wanton destruction of life, and so on. Annual plants get stunted in growth and trees are mostly reduced in size, so that of a small tree, the dwellings will become desolate for want of hospitality, love, and trust. In this age of chaos, a quarter alone of the 4 feet of Dharma, which means righteousness, divine law, virtue, remains. Nay, due to the feet of unrighteousness gaining ground, that too steadily declines and ultimately disappears altogether. The scribe that I call Dharma is simply a bringer of this life truth who has served with me in the eons past, in experience. People in the age of chaos turn out to be greedy, immoral and merciless, enter into hostility without cause, and are unlucky and extremely covetous. When duplicity, mendacity, drowsiness, excessive sleep, violence, dejection, grief, infatuation, fear, and wretchedness prevail, that is recognized as the age of Kali, friends. It is characterized by the predominance of sloth, impurity, and indolence, as a result of which people become dull-witted, unable to judge things in their proper perspective, and are voracious, lascivious, and destitute. They are trained into these things, mesmerized into these things. They become these things. It is not just the male who will fall prey, for the female too will turn out to be extravagant, self-indulgent and unchaste. Do you not see it? Do you not see it? Countries are infested with robbers. The spiritual bringers of truth stand condemned by heretics. Rulers exploit the people. And perhaps worst of all, the priests of the religions who plot your course of destiny note in those ungodly things against the laws of God and creation as being worthy and acceptable to fool you. While they remain devoted to the gratification of sexual desires, acquisition of wealth, ego strutting, and intent of gluttony and self-indulgence. Householders will need to take to begging, and low-minded traders will carry on business, transaction, and practice fraud. I believe that you see it everywhere you go, in everything you do. Even when they are not in distress, people will favor pursuits which are condemned. Employees will leave their employers when reduced to penury. Though superior in every other respect. And employers, too, will discharge their employees when incapacitated for service through ailments and so forth. Even though his whole family may have served the employer for generations gone by. There will be no loyalty, no support in truth. The world will have collapsed upon itself in fragmentation. Those who have no true spiritual knowledge will occupy high seats and preach religion, not spirituality in truth, but religion. Of the man-doctrined clubs. Oppressed by famine and heavy taxation, land being divested of food grains, and stricken with fear of drought, people in the age of chaos will remain perturbed in mind as well as body. Destitute of clothing and ornaments, nay, even food and drink, bed and sexual enjoyment, they will go even without a bath and put on the appearance of madmen. Look about you at the, quote, deadheads, punk rockers. Look at what you've done to your children. Quarreling even for a small sum of money. Killing for a tiny sum of money. Having cast all goodwill to the wind. People in a time of chaos will kill even their own people and part with their own dear life. Mean-minded fellows will concern themselves only with the gratification of their lust and satisfaction of their hunger and fail to maintain even their aged parents and elders, while parents will disown their children, though clever in all matters, might be those children. With their mind perverted by heretics, mortals will mostly stop giving reverence to an immortal Lord, the once highest object of adoration for the whole of the universe. In this way, dear ones, when the age of chaos, whose career is so severe to the people, is well nigh past, the Lord will appear in his divine form, consisting of purity alone, for the protection of virtue. So be it, and heed well my words, for it will come to pass, and it will come to pass in your time upon this place. You are dwelling in the beginnings of the final age of Kali. And let us look at another view from the mountain. And remember what? He said, my son, as he gave forth the truth of it. And he spoke unto the people who would listen unto the words of that truth. What then is now? Few listened, and fewer heeded his speech. But he said, take heed that no one lead you astray. Many will come in my name, saying, I am he, and will lead many, many astray. And you will hear wars and rumors of wars. But don't be alarmed, for these must take place. But the end is not yet. For nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there will be famine, and earthquakes, and pestilences in various places, and there will be terrors and great signs from heaven. But before all this, and all during it, they will lay their hands on you, and persecute you, and put you to death for my name's sake. And then many will fall away and betray one another and hate one another. Even you will be delivered up by parents and brothers and kinsmen and friends. This will be a time for you to bear testimony, and the word must first be taught to our nations. And many false prophets will arise and lead the many astray. And because wickedness is multiplied, most men's love will grow cold. But he who endures to the end will be saved. But when you see the desolating sacrilege set up where it ought not to be, then flee to the mountains, for these are days of vengeance, to fulfill all that is written. Alas for those who are with child, and for those who give suck in those days, for great distress shall be upon the earth. There will be such tribulation as has not been from the beginning of the creation, which God created until now, and never will be. And if the Lord had not shortened the days, no living thing would be saved. But for the sake of the elect, those days would be shortened. For false Christ and false prophets will arise and show signs and wonders to lead astray, if possible, even you of the elect. Do not believe them. For as the lightning comes from the east and shines as far as the west, so will be the coming of the Son of Man. And there will be signs in the sun and moon and in the stars. The sun will be darkened, and the moon will not give its light. And the stars will be falling from heaven, and upon the earth distress of nations in perplexity at the roaring of the sea and the waves, men fainting with fear and with foreboding of what is coming on the world. For the powers of the heaven shall be shaken. And then they will see the sign of the Son of Man in heaven. And then all the tribes of the earth will mourn. And they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and with great glory. And he will send out the angels. And he will gather his elect from the four winds and from the ends of the earth to the ends of heaven. Now when these things began to take place, look up and raise your heads, because your redemption is drawing near. When you see these things taking place, you know that the kingdom of God is near. Look up and listen. Hear and see. Know that the kingdom of God is near. Truly I say to you, this generation which sees these signs will not pass away till all has taken place. And you, dear ones, are that generation. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words shall not pass away. But take heed to yourselves, lest your hearts be weighed down with dissipation and drunkenness and the cares of this life, and a day comes upon you suddenly like a snare. For it will come upon all who dwell upon the face of the whole earth. All will pass through this. But keep watch at all times, praying that you may have strength to escape all these things that will take place. For if you ask for this strength, so shall it be given. And then ye must ask to stand before the Son of Man. For ye will stand before the Son of Man for evaluation. As with the days of Noah, so will be the coming of the Son of Man. For as in those days before the flood, they were eating and drinking, they were marrying and giving in marriage, right until the day when Noah entered the ark. And they did not know until the flood came and swept them away. So will be the coming of the Son of Man. Blessed, therefore, for you do not know on what day your Lord is coming. For the Son of Man is coming at an hour you do not expect.